How you guys doing today? Welcome back to another episode of ATP's Hidden Talk. We're here with my friend. How you doing today?
I'm doing great. You know, I'm really excited to be here. It's my first podcast, so
that's tight.
I'm really excited to break it down and get into it.
So tell me a bit about yourself, bro. What's your story? What do you do? What's the possibilities that you have going on in your life right now?
Gotcha. So my name is Nick Cascelli. I'm a certified athletic trainer. What I do is I work with people, mostly athletes, but all different types of people, and help them manage their pain, any injuries they may have, and kind of guide them through the rehab process so that they can go on and perform the tasks that they want to perform, be it your regular everyday tasks, working out on the regular if you're an exerciser, or competing at a high level for sports if you're an athlete. And I want people to be able to do that pain-free. And that's my goal with my rehab programs.
What got you into that, to want to study that field?
So I actually was very fortunate. In high school, I went to St. Francis High School, and I had the opportunity to take an athletic training class my senior year there. And I, probably about 3 weeks in, I really found out that I really enjoyed the atmosphere of being an athletic trainer, helping people in times that are very difficult for them. A lot of times for athletes, injury is some of the most severe thing that they've encountered, and it's affecting their life in a significant way because they can't compete and they can't do the things that bring them happiness. So they're oftentimes in a very difficult spot, and I really enjoy helping people get out of that position and compete and live their lives happily.
Were you working out or training prior to wanting to study this field?
Yeah, actually, I was an athlete myself growing up.
Are you still? Do you still practice?
Yeah, I'm active. I'm not as much of an athlete anymore, especially now with COVID and everything. Nobody gets around to play like pickup games. That's what I usually get to play. But I grew up playing soccer, basketball. I didn't play football, but I was around football. I ran track. Ultimate frisbee, even just like
track?
Yes.
Track. How was that experience with running track? Mindset or what?
Yeah, that's I ran the 400 for a while. That one is a really tough race if you know track and field.
What is the 400?
400 is one lap around the track, and it seems really easy, but to run one full 400 meter lap at like your fastest pace, it's actually pretty difficult, and it's a tough race. It's a lot of strategy involved if you believe that, because a lot of like the 100 and the 200, the really short races, you could just sprint it out and you're gonna not run out of energy that quick. But if you try and do that in the 400 in the last 200 meters, you might be ahead, but then everybody's gonna catch up to you on the last part.
So it's really mindset then too, on practice with that.
A lot of mentality training and pace training, yes.
How long did you do track for?
I ran track for 3 years. I think the only year I didn't do it was my freshman year of high school. And I actually ran track in middle school too. Like a small track and field team. I ran track for more like 6 to 8 years.
So you would say definitely that's like a big motivation to what you're doing today. You stayed within that kind of same field.
Yes. So that's really why I really enjoyed the athletic atmosphere. I enjoyed the competition atmosphere. And I really enjoyed helping people. So athletic training really was a calling for me because it allowed me to stay in that atmosphere of competitiveness and kind of everybody always trying to be their best. And I think that kind of environment, if I put myself in that environment, I also try and do my best. And it really helps push me and motivate me to do better.
It goes back to environment, huh, man?
Very much so.
Put yourself in, it does.
Yeah, the people that you surround yourself with, and
you're a firm believer of the top circle.
Yes. Yeah. I try and surround myself with people who are better than me. So that's always the goal. I always try and look around for people in my area who are doing different things, doing things maybe.
I could tell off you.
Exactly.
It's all energy, man.
So yeah, I try and be a sponge and soak up as much as I can from everybody else, and from there.
I feel like life is a lot like being a sponge and taking everything in and like learning from your own perspective of your own mind. It definitely is.
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
Where right now, what do you have going on within your own works right now? Because I know you do a couple stuff.
Yeah, so right now I'm doing my own business. With everything that's going on with COVID right now, a lot of places are closed, a lot of gyms are closed, a lot of recovery places are closed. So it's really hard to kind of for athletes or people who are exercisers or active in general to kind of keep up their lifestyle and keep their recovery lifestyle the same as it was before. So that's kind of what I'm doing now. I offer mobile services as an athletic trainer. I go to people's homes or meet them at a park or wherever, and we work on treatments, and I have all my equipment that I bring with me. I have like a basically a little mobile clinic that comes all with me
in
my car.
I've seen the setup, you really do.
Yeah, I try and have everything. Yeah. So I've got, you know, like Normatec boots, I've got Hyper Volts, I've got cups, I've got my own table. I do all of this. I have my own soft tissue instruments, all that good stuff. So I try and do everything and have everything available for whoever may need it.
How exactly do the suction cups in the back help? Like, what does that do?
So the cups are very interesting. They're actually, they've been around for a long time, and it's actually been practiced in Asia mostly for the longest.
It comes from Asia, right?
Yeah. So it really got popular over here in the United States around 2008 because of Michael Phelps. Michael Phelps, that year in 2008,
Michael Phelps? Really?
He had cup marks all over his shoulders and back and everything.
That.
And that became a real big thing because that was the Olympics where he won like the record number of gold medals. And so everybody was like, what are those things on his back that must have helped him? And so actually cupping was really popular with just the swimming community at first for a good number of years until it finally broke out into the athletic community and kind of the fitness community at large.
It's called cupping?
It's, I mean, we call it cupping here. I'm not exactly sure. I don't remember what it was called in Asia, but yeah, in here in the States, if you say cupping, that's what most people are going to associate.
Mm-hmm. So it does a lot of benefits then for the back.
So yeah, it does have a lot of benefits. So that's kind of like the history. I neglected your benefits portion of it. So what it does is it's actually one of the few therapies that is around that's actually decompression based. So a lot of our therapies that we use in regular practice are compression based. It's pushing down on the skin or pushing down onto the muscle to try and affect a change. The cups, what they do is they decompress the muscle, so it actually pulls stuff up into the cup and it allows more blood flow to happen underneath. It helps the muscle to kind of relax and get rid of any knots or adhesions. It helps pull up any stagnation in the blood and anything that's kind of like stuck in that tense muscle and helps pull it out into the space, and then it gets washed away from your lymphatic system. So you do get left with these little marks, but they're usually not painful. They're usually just aesthetic and they just,
aesthetic?
You can see
like
them,
that.
Yeah, but they're not, like, there's not like a traditional bruise. It looks like a bruise, but it's not a traditional bruise where if you push on it, it's not generally gonna hurt. It's just gonna kind of be like, it's just the look of the bruise.
Do you, how often do you recommend getting the cups? Or like after training or when you're sore? Or?
So I usually do the cups. I usually try and give people a couple days in between for the healing process to happen, especially if you're trying to use it on the same tissue. You can do cupping every day as long as you're kind of alternating areas that you're cupping. So if you're cupping like lower body, then upper body, and then maybe the back, and then starting back over again on the lower body, you could potentially do that if your body is recovering fast enough from the cupping marks. But usually every like 3 to 4 days is what I tend to do with my clients if I'm seeing them on a regular basis.
So yeah, okay, so it's a little process then, it is.
Yes.
I need to try cupping, I've never done cupping. I've always been intrigued by it, but I've always been kind of scared because like, you know, like circle marks, I always wonder like, what the hell is that?
Yeah, so it's actually, yeah, the marks aren't as scary as they look.
Yeah.
They're really, like I said, more aesthetic. And the darker the circle, the more stagnation that you've pulled out of area. So kind of the darker the circle, the better, because it's kind of helped you out even more.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, you don't feel any like pain if
like
you're
that,
trying to move that muscle or do anything like that afterwards.
How has I definitely do need to try it though. I do. How has being in the health world changed your mindset? Because I know like you're very heavily involved. So how has that really impacted you?
Being in the health world has really made me more considerate of the world around me, because I realize that everybody's going through something different. Even though things might be the same, I might see 10 ankle sprains, but all of them are going to be different based on the person, what they're going through, their stress level. So kind of being in the health world has tried to make me cognizant of everybody else is going through their own issues, and not everybody is going to respond the same to every treatment. And so it's helped me get creative with my treatments. And although it may look like I might be doing the same things with people, I might be doing them in a different order, I might be doing it in a different style, just try and individually assess what would be best for them.
Would you say that how often do you feel one should be working on their body, actually? That's a question I wanted to ask you.
That's a good question. It really depends on your activity level. I mean, the more you work on your body, and I guess it really depends on if you mean like more just treatment wise, like what I do, or more like exercising wise. So I definitely recommend being active at least every day, even if it's something small, even if it's just a short walk with the dogs or anything like that. If you're active every day, that's always going to be good for you. Recovery wise, I would say depending on how your body feels, that's when you're going to want to assess how much recovery you're going to do. And you can ask someone like me, like a professional, and we can help you figure that out for yourself, or you can kind of go through the motions and kind of see how long your soreness lasts, how intense it is at first. Because some people, if they work out really hard, the first day, they can't do anything afterwards because it's just too sore. They can't move. They can't do anything. That's not something that I always recommend. But if you find yourself in that position, you definitely want to be on a recovery day after that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So, yeah, it's just a whole process and all. Like.
Yeah, so it really depends on the individual. It depends on your body. You got to listen to your body. So you want to make sure that, you know, if you're hurting, you just try and schedule some sort of recovery or do some sort of self-recovery. There's a lot of stuff out there where you can, you know, do stuff to yourself at home with a tennis ball or a golf ball along the wall, and you can roll out along the back. There's plenty of things that you can do at home by yourself as well.
How do you practice like self healing yourself and everything?
That's tough. Yeah, you know,
seem like a busy man too.
A little busy, yeah. Yes. I try and do my own type of self-care. I love using my own tools on myself. So a lot of my passive tools, like the Normatec boots, where you kind of just hop in and let it do its work. I like to do that, especially after the long days like we had at the Small Business Coalition, where you're on your feet all day, helping that blood flow get up and back through your legs. That always feels great. But otherwise, it's really just a lot of listening to your body, and kind of I try and take care of things before they become a major problem, because
I feel like you kind of like that's the best way to do it, because it's so easy to like bypass stuff sometimes and just like, oh, I'll get to it, but then you never really do get to it,
and then you don't realize that it changes maybe your walking pattern or something like that, and now the whole process of your body and how it moves has changed. Yeah, so it's kind of like a car. And if you kind of take care of it when the troubling noise first starts, it's usually less of a problem than if you keep trying to drive it and then it just breaks down on the freeway and then your whole engine's shot.
How old are you right now, man?
26 years old.
26?
Yeah, 26 years old.
Are you done with school or are you still...
I'm done with school for now. Yeah. So that's... I did my undergraduate degree at CSUN in athletic training, and then I did my master's degree in sport and exercise psychology at Cal State Long Beach, and I finished that 2 years ago.
That's awesome, man. Yeah.
So for now, the plan is to work and be out in the field. There might be plans for a doctorate degree in the future, but that's not exactly in the immediate future. Yeah. So
how's it been, like, being done with school and kind of just being more hands-on? How has that process been for you, and like you starting your own business, like how has that been?
I've really enjoyed it. I really enjoy being able to go to work and do all the things I need to do there, and then be able to go home and have my own time. In school, you then have homework or papers or stuff to work on afterwards, so it's kind of, you don't always get as much free time. But I've really enjoyed it because I get to focus a lot more on my patients and my clients, because I'm not focused on any other things.
Yeah.
I really get to dive into what's what their problem is, why it might be a problem, what might be the contributing factors, and look at a bunch of different ways that we can try and fix that. So I've really enjoyed kind of being out of school and but still learning. I think that's the key is...
When did you finish school?
I finished my master's degree 2019.
2019?
Yeah.
And so then you're pretty much like starting, you had 2020 like the whole entire year to pretty much get everything organized and kind of construct everything and figure out like what was the path now. When you finished school, did you go into kind of knowing like what was the path, or were you kind of trying to figure it out?
When I finished school, I kind of had an idea of what I wanted to do because I wanted to be an athletic trainer. That was my main goal. And so I was looking at different ways that I could accomplish that. And pre-pandemic, it was a lot of working at schools. It was a lot of working for universities or sports teams, professional, or clinics. So I was kind of looking around, and I had the opportunity to be an athletic trainer through a hospital, Providence Hospital, and be a part of their community outreach program. So I got to be placed at a school that needed an athletic trainer and needed extra hands to cover all the sports that they had, but didn't necessarily have the funds to pay for a whole new salaried position. So it was kind of nice to be in that type of position to be able to help out as much as I could and be backed by a hospital. And then from there, once kind of the pandemic hit, I had to shift gears a little bit because all the schools closed and we weren't seeing anybody anymore, and you know, everything kind of got shut down.
It hit us, man. It hit us.
Hit us really hard, especially in the athletic community. We were, you know, we're used to being so like push forward, push through any adversity,
definitely,
anything.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it's like, this is not something that you can just push through or that you can just, you know, deal with it as on a day by day basis. It's just, you know, you have to really plan for something like when this happens and plan an exit strategy to get out of it. And
I feel like COVID really did impact the health community. It did like crazy.
Yeah, I mean,
because like I think at that point everybody just had to kind of learn to adapt to what's happening, and it was not the easiest process.
Not at all. Yeah, I mean,
it hasn't been.
We had hospitals going on the fly trying to figure out how to, you know, keep COVID wards separate from regular ICU, how to keep regular beds going. Yeah, it's thrown everywhere from the top to the bottom of the healthcare community upside down. So it's been a tough fight.
It's been crazy, but
yeah, and I can't even say I've been on the front lines of it because I'm not a COVID researcher, or I'm not working in the hospitals, but it's still, you know, it's still tough to deal with.
It's still happening. I know it's still happening. It's like, I know they have the vaccines rolling out now from what I'm seeing. And I just seen that yesterday, I think LA Times said that students going back to campus now will be required to get the vaccine. So honestly wasn't planning to get the vaccine, I'm going to be honest. I kind of have my opinions about it.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's like, you know, a couple people have been getting tested now. Now it's being proven that, you know, like the vaccine is okay. I don't know. I personally feel some type of way toward getting the vaccine. I feel like there's so much stuff like,
and you know,
to it.
That's a very common feeling. A lot of people, I think, with what everything that's been going on in general in the United States right now, a lot of people just have a lot of trust issues or mistrust of the information that's coming out right now. And it's hard to argue against that because there's a lot of false information that's coming out right now.
Yeah, there's so much. And then with Trump getting impeached twice now, I've seen that today.
Yeah, you know, and that was...
attacking Capitol Hill.
Yeah.
Everything that's been happening.
With everything that's been happening, it's definitely... it's no wonder that people are skeptical about what's going on with this vaccine. I will say, you know, I trust Dr. Fauci. He was one of the first people to come out and take the Moderna vaccine. And, you know, I would trust that he wouldn't put something in his body that he would know would be harmful.
Yeah.
So, in my opinion, I've kind of, you know, I've become more trusting of the vaccine because it's not Trump or his party that's really putting it together, it's scientists. And I trust science, and I trust scientists, and I trust the scientific process. And I know that, you know, they're not just pushing anything through just to get something through. It's really, they're still testing, they're still making sure that it's somewhat effective, or it's going to at least provide us some sort of immunity for a little while, or at least some sort of blueprint as to how to deal with.
I just want to see where things go now with everything, you know, with them having the vaccine rolling out, with everything, you know, schools that need to open back up. Like, I know this is, COVID has impacted so much people's lives and day to days that I feel like this is a complete, like, alternate society timeline we're living on. It's been, you know, something that hasn't happened to us in a very long time. So I just kind of want to see, like, how all this does happen to play out. And honestly, like I was telling, I think I told Rich Mind in his podcast, or maybe another one, I feel like right now is the best time for any entrepreneurship, anybody that, you know, you've always had a desire to be creative or to, you know, be more athletic or just be whatever you feel you want more in your life, that more. I feel like this is the perfect time to find that and kind of like, you know, create something for yourself, create possibilities.
Yeah, I mean, that was part of the reason why I decided to even do this in the first place. It was kind of just like, well, there's... Yeah. No better time to do it. It's almost kind of like a fail-safe because, you know, if I failed, I was in the same position that I was in before and with everybody else. But if it succeeds, I'm successful. So it was really kind of a win-win type of situation for me. And like you said, it's really a good time for entrepreneurs to at least give it a go and see what happens.
I know it's scary. I know it's scary. Like, you know, like this is us. This is your fear, and this is the other side. It's like getting out of that, you know,
definitely
those stages, and just going to the other side where you're better, and you know, you figure it out.
It definitely took a little bit of a mentality switch for me because I was nervous jumping into it at first because I imagine. I wasn't sure, you know, what I should do, what I could do, how, like, would people even be interested? So I was really nervous at first to get started, and I didn't know where exactly to start, and then it just kind of, you know, started falling a little bit by little bit into place and trying to find some people and work with people, and then once you kind of work with people, you start to just build those connections, and they start to network you out to their friends, and they're like, oh, I have a friend who's, you know, got a really bad shoulder pain, and she's been dealing with it for a long time, and maybe she would like to do this. And it's like, perfect.
Solid connections, know? Man. I mean, good with people.
And that's how your possibilities like expand, because...
All the possibilities.
Yep, exactly. You are now trying to network with somebody else's network, and you're expanding that. So
it's all about expanding too, especially in this day and age.
Yeah.
Do you have your account on IG is your personal on the business one, right?
Yeah. I never had an Instagram before, to be honest with you.
Oh really, no way.
Yeah, so I never had a personal Instagram. So yeah, it's a little bit of my own, it's mostly business.
I got questions for you now. So how's that for you then when you like jumped on IG? Was it like a honey world? Were you like, what is this?
Definitely. And I cannot say I understand it exactly even now. It's, you know, it's not something that I was naturally accustomed to, so trying to run a business and promote on there has been difficult to try and figure out too. I've been lucky that I've had a lot of people around me who know and have had Instagram for a long time, so that they're able to help me out and figure out like
the marketing and all that, right?
Mm-hmm. Is this post worthy, or should this go to a story?
Post-worthy? That's
exactly
like the biggest
question. That's the newest word. Yeah,
post worthy.
So
it's all about the caption too.
Exactly.
The caption's everything, man.
And you know, am I saying too much? Am I being too technical? Should it be simpler and easier to understand? And I always try and go for the easiest to understand. That way it reaches as many people as possible. And if you have more specific questions, I'm always open to DMs or messages asking me questions about, you know, anything health related. I try and provide the best information I can. And if I don't know, I'll let you know that I don't know, and you should, and try and guide you to who you should talk to.
I can tell you're very ambitious. Where do you pull that ambition from?
Man, you know.
You read books or podcasts? What do you do?
I used to read books more than I do now. I think what I do more now is I try and just stay current with research in my field. And I think that's what I try and, that's what I do the best. I do the most reading of that type of stuff, where I'm trying to figure out, you know, what exercises are gonna be good or bad for ACL rehab. Is ice actually, you know, a good recovery tool nowadays? There's some research that's saying ice is no longer the recovery tool that we all thought it was.
Really?
Yeah, crazy. They're just saying blood flow, any way to increase blood flow, light walking or something like that after exercise is better than icing it if you have pain. So there's a lot of stuff out there, and you know, the health industry is always going to constantly keep changing and evolving with science and with more research that comes out. So I think that's where I subscribe the most, is trying to stay current in that regard so that I can be the best for my patients. Yeah.
Go ahead.
I definitely get a lot of ambition from my fiance because I don't. She pushes me a lot. She pushes me a lot to be better. So, and I appreciate that.
And where would you say you see yourself in a couple of years, like 5 years from now? Like,
to be honest with you, I don't know what's going to happen with COVID right now and how long we might be dealing with that.
You think five plus years?
I don't think we'll be dealing with it in this capacity where we're going to be locked down and everything for five plus years. But there's definitely long-term implications for athletes with COVID, because there's long-term implications for the heart, the lungs, the brain.
Have they said there's long-term effects?
Yeah,
because
I mean,
I had COVID back in June, and I'm gonna be honest, like, I tried to work out when I had COVID, and it was definitely an experience. I couldn't, like, you know, I could do it, but I felt a little weak after I recovered. Within the 2 weeks and a half, I'm the real OG. I caught it back in June when it first kind of hit. So everybody's getting hit with it now. I'm just observing, you know, like,
right
back, like, oh shit,
I've been through this. It's okay.
I've been through it. You know, you guys will be good. I quarantined 21, 22 days. So I did my days. You know, I did my time. I was locked up in the hotel. I had a hotel room. I had to leave. At that point of my life, I was trying to ruin my grandmother. So, you know, like,
wow,
I had to dip out.
Yeah, definitely.
Spend more than $2,000 for a room.
Wow.
It was definitely, I had like a man cave in the hotel. I was just designing, making music. I was just researching, writing blog posts. I was on it. It was definitely an experience, but
I was gonna say that sounds fun, but not really at the same time.
If I didn't have the symptoms, man, it would have been a little vacation, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But after, I did notice when I was like 2 weeks after in, 3 weeks recovered, I would try to work out, run, and I would definitely be out of breath way faster. And I have asthma, but it hasn't affected me now. When I was younger, it did affect me, but not as much now as me being kind of older. But one thing that I noticed was that my shortness of breath, it kind of did like result because of the COVID. But after a week passed by, I was able to get my breathing back to normal. So I don't know if there's really, but you, like, long-term effects, but you telling me this makes me kind of,
you know,
scared that, you know,
there's research out there, and it depends on really what happens, what your doctor says, all that stuff. And just as long as you're kind of following up and trying to see, you know, your heart health, your lung health, all that good stuff, just keep that in check these next couple months, years, all of that stuff.
Would you recommend for anybody who has COVID or has recovered to still check up months after?
Yeah, I would still recommend doing regular checkups, just because you never want to be caught by surprise. That's my philosophy, is you never want something like that to come up on you by surprise. You kind of want to be prepared for it, because then you can potentially do something about it. And the long-term effects aren't, from what I've been reading so far, they're not necessarily going to be I don't know what I'm trying to say. They're not like super severe.
Yeah,
they're just things that are going to be like, you might have more problems with your asthma from now on, you know, and who knows, you might not have those types of effects, and we don't know how much of the population it's going to affect.
Yeah, like that.
So, you know, there's a lot of things to consider, and there's a lot of research that still needs to be done. So
cheers, and here's to better health, and 2021 being a better year for everybody around us and for us especially.
Yes, exactly. I agree.
Before I end this, I want to ask you, what does all the possibilities mean to you? This is like the most iconic question I ask.
So I think, you know, with a year like we've had, all the possibilities really means to me is like reaching out to anybody or anything and trying to find those possibilities, and really trying to, you know, use your network to find possible new people to do podcasts with, to meet up with and help with their recovery, to help you make t-shirts. There's a lot of possibilities out there, and they're all out there, and you just have to go and find which one works for you, and use those opportunities and do your best to give back to those people that have helped you along the way too.
I always say, I was gonna say turn the page, not that. Pay it forward.
Yes, pay it forward.
Create all the possibilities.
Exactly.
Thank you, man, for coming and joining this podcast. I appreciate you very much for coming today.
Thank you for having me.
I'm gonna leave your info in the description. I'm gonna tag you so everybody's gonna tap in with you.
Perfect.
Where can they find you, or any last words you wanna say out here?
So you guys can find me on Instagram at @ncascellisportsmed. You can DM, book a session. I'm trying to have a website going soon. Yes, I'm trying to have a website going soon by February so that it's easy for you to do virtual booking. I come to you, so if you got any pain, any issues, new year, no pain, that's gonna be my new slogan for this year.
And new year.
So we're gonna leave all of the pain of 2020 behind us and really just push forward and do something better. So 2021, get your body feeling right, leave behind all the stress of 2020, and I'll get you feeling right.
Thank you, man, for coming today.
Of course, thank you for having me.
Thank you guys as well for tapping into this podcast. Stay safe, much love, all the possibilities.